This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Track number one on our album that we'll release at some point. Much appreciate you listening to the show as always. Welcome back, 106.7 The Fan. Your double play at 11:45. I've been wondering what I'm going to do for the double play. I've had a few different options. Things I care about non-sports. It just came to me. I'm going to rank the five scariest animals that you can actually interact with in this country. I'm going to rank those animals for you 5-1, and then I'll get the thoughts of the esteemed colleagues in studio, Brendan Darburst, National Darber, Brendan Dar-a-Lago.
Bethesdar,
that's a good one. And Tom Carson Daly, who again, I'm sure it's not because they're related, thinks that Carson Daly is talented and is, quote, good at his job, which is...
Very talented.
Blood is thicker than water, ladies and gentlemen. That is what we learned today.
These colors don't run.
Apparently not. So the double play is coming up in about 11 minutes. You want to check that out. A couple of tweets. At Grant H. Paulson is how you can hit me up throughout the show. Mike says, darn you, I now have that national song stuck in my head. It's not that national song, Mike. Call it the correct name. The name of the song is It's the Nationals. You have It's the Nationals stuck in your head. Julie says that she's so glad she didn't go on her bike ride so she could stay home and hear the world premiere of Fairfax Dan's song. Thank you, Julie. I'm sure Dan is very happy about that. And this is, we don't do a Tweet of the Day award, but if we did, this would be my favorite so far in the clubhouse. He just played 18. He's sitting there watching on TV, and he's got a nice lead. Scott says, that song will be number one on iTunes by noon. I don't know what the update is right now.
Hashtag It's the Nationals.
It's the Nationals is... I hope it's ranked like 23rd on iTunes at this point. Get a nice little push. The biggest concern about the Redskins going into the season for you is what? Phone line's wide open. I want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. USA Today says it's their safety position. I don't view it that way. I told you I have two bigger concerns than that. Their safety position is not great, and it won't be a strength. But if Swearinger, Cravens, and Hall are healthy, you got three guys for two spots that should get you by at a level that is passable, which will be a marked upgrade from where they've been over the last few years. Here's something a lot of you will disagree with. My biggest concern right now is actually the passing offense. Yeah. Kirk Cousins is going to throw it to the open man. But right now, it's Terrell Pryor and a cast of Jags showing up to play against the Ravens. Now, I'm not sounding an alarm and telling you got to be worried that these guys aren't all going to be ready in week one, but here is what I do know. Jamison Crowder has a hamstring that hasn't allowed him to be right throughout camp. Josh Doctson, at this moment, you probably think will be ready in week one, but he can't be counted upon. He was a no-show after week two with an injury that never went away that they couldn't diagnose last year, and while it's a different injury, he's hurt again now. He has not been healthy, really, ever since he was drafted. And without him, who starts outside? Ryan Grant? No. I'm not even going to elaborate. I'm not going to go deeper into that. I'm just going to say, no. I'm not interested. Maurice Harris, undrafted college free agent a year ago, came on at the end of the season. Now, this is the worst-case scenario, kind of sum of all fears thought. But I'm being asked, what is my biggest concern? Here is what it could look like. This is plausible while negative about the receiver position. Pryor, Grant, Quick, Harris. That's what it could look like. Crowder's a Ferrari with a hammy. Remember D-Jax a year ago? Those don't always heal quickly. So the passing game, and particularly pass catcher, and I haven't even gotten to Jordan Reed yet, is my biggest concern. Until these guys start to be healthy and practicing, and I know that they're all going to be able to play when the games start. Because at the apex of this mountain, the very tip where you see a little bit of ice and snow when you're flying overhead, where the air is crisp and a little bit cooler, and that snow's not melting, that's Jordan Reed, the most important player on the football team, arguably. Who's more important than Jordan Reed on this team? You could tell me Trent Williams. I'll make a case for Reed being more important than him. Because I don't got a guy as good as Ty Nsekhe to replace Jordan Reed. You could say Josh Norman. That might be the best answer. You could say Ryan Kerrigan. That would be a good answer. But Jordan Reed has to be himself if this offense is going to be elite. And the way that this defense has played the last couple years, that's a need, not a want. Jish in Vienna, you're on Grant and Danny preseason game one tonight. I'm giving you my top concerns for the Redskins. What's yours?
Hey, Grant, love the show. My top concern is probably the running game and the kicking, field goal kicking, because Dustin Hopkins missed a lot of field goals last year that could have won us games like the Cincinnati game. And also the running game was kind of shaky last year. You know, I like Fat Rob and Samaje Perine, but I want to see how consistent this running game would be. Thanks for taking my call, Grant.
We remember last year as a progressive season in the running game, correctly, because the numbers did get better. And while inconsistent, there were some huge games, like that Green Bay breakout performance for Rob Kelly on national TV when he ripped off 137 yards and three touchdowns in an Alfred Morris-esque effort. There was a lot of bad games on the ground, too. I'll give you some numbers. 2.8 yards. That's what Kelly averaged against the Giants. 0.9 yards. That's what he averaged against the Panthers. 2.6 yards. That's what he averaged on Thanksgiving against Dallas. 1.8 yards. That's what he averaged against the Giants the first time he played them. That's not Rob Kelly's fault in and of itself. Some of those games, the averages would have been worse if it was Matt Jones, because Kelly was making people miss in the backfield. Rarely does the first guy on the scene actually get him to the turf. But those numbers, staring back at me, are flashing lights with 200-watt bulbs right now. They didn't run the ball exceptionally last year. I like Spencer Long at center. Williams at left tackle. Moses at right tackle are your bookends. Brandon Scherff made a Pro Bowl at right guard last year. You got one area where you're not sold on the offensive front, and that's Sean LaVau at left guard. Reed's not a great blocker in the running game. Never is going to be. But Vernon Davis, Jeremy Sprinkle, Niles Paul, those guys should be decent in that capacity. I don't worry a ton about the running game, but I'm certainly not going to call it a strength, and I definitely still have questions about how good they're going to be. Dwayne in Woodbridge, how are you?
How you doing, Danny? My main concern is Kirk Cousins. It's going to be exciting to see that, you know, he's had two years under his belt. He should be comfortable with the offense. But one thing that I'm really kind of starting to get upset at is we're starting to already make excuses for him because our receivers are hurt. We don't give Jason Reed as much credit as he deserves. He is the key to that offense. He's a bigger factor in that offense than Kirk Cousins is. But he took up all the money, so we don't have any wide receivers. We have to go with what we have.
Well, that's not really true. I mean, you've got a wide receiver you drafted in Crowder who's a stud. You signed one of the best wide receivers in free agency in Terrell Pryor. The idea that you don't have wide receivers, you signed a secondary wide receiver who's been a starter before in Brian Quick, that's just not correct. And certainly, Kirk Cousins' salary is not why their receiving core is what it is. They decided they didn't want to bring DeSean Jackson back because they viewed him as too much of a pain in the butt and he was going to make too much money. They didn't want to bring Pierre Garçon back because San Francisco paid him a ton, probably overpaid him a little bit. That's why those guys aren't here. Not because they couldn't have afforded to bring them back. Remember, they rolled in $15 million in cap space last year they didn't use. teams don't always use every penny that they've got anyway. The Redskins are one of those teams that hasn't over the last couple seasons. Thanks for the phone call. By the way, it took until Thursday at 11:40 a.m. for someone to call me Danny. He's been out all week. I'm not upset about it. I'm just noting that it took 13 hours and 39 minutes of radio before something that happens every time one of us is out happened, which is that I got greeted as Danny. There's a lot of worse things to be. I like Danny Rauer. Danny Rauer is my friend. And I would trade places with him right now because he's on the beach eating whatever he wants on his vacation. Probably has an ice cream right now in his hand. 800-636-1067, your number one concern about the Redskins. I'll wrap up your calls. And for the double play, I've got my top five list of the scariest animals you can actually interact with in your life living here in America. That list comes your way next on Grant and Danny.
Danny Rauer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.